down over here, Merlika Gemara, where the real pshat in the sugya is very different than the way it looks. Zogi Gemara, Merlika Maisa. There's the pshat in the Gemara, and then there's the pshat in the Gemara. It says in the Mishnah that when a guy does Zika Sombis, we're not Choshish. Why not, by the way? Why aren't we Choshish in the Mishnah? Because they ain't no dumb asleep. Very good. The Mishnah says later on, that you, Mashi Mishai, and the head of it's in him. Shaloi, Yetzor, Vadika Achu. The Mishnah says the guy does Zika Sombis. So you have to go hide it. That the Chulda shouldn't go take it. Steve's Mishnah is, you worried about Chulda? You're not worried about Chulda. Says Taisus, what do the Gemara mean in the Kasha? Does the Kippur want to say a huge raid? What does Taisus mean in the Kasha? That we should be Chayshish for a Chulda and what? So then, same way you have to put a guy, whatever, what happened? A guy did a Dikas Chametz. He put himself in a little box with Chametz with the amount of money for breakfast because the mitzvah there is to eat Chametz on every Pesach in the morning, Giyadua, make everybody nuts. And so the guy puts it away, so well, what do you chayish? The Chulda is going to take it. So then, in the Dava Seif, you'll be worried that the Chulda will take it from everybody else's bagel they left over for the next morning. So Tzai speaks out that we don't mean to say that we're going to be chayish from all over the world, everybody who did Bikas Chametz and has a Chametz breakfast. What it means in your house, at least, do bitzina. In other words, at least keep it, you have an eitzah, put it, block it up, put it in a safe, or put it in a closet, and nobody, the chulta can't take it, and you'll be okay. So I want to point out to you, Mshat, the etzim din of, Rashi always used to say that when you ever have a stira means that both places you understand, just as a stira. I mean, the Gemara didn't ask what's Mshat on Dafyut. The Gemara doesn't Dafyut. Dafyut is a reasonable chash. We're not going to go be chayshin in the whole world. We're saying, if you have chametz in the house, go put it in a box. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The kasha is that over here also, in our Mishnah also, there's an Eitzah. What's the Eitzah in our Mishnah, by the way, of chametz from one corner to another? What's the Eitzah? There's an Eitzah, by the way. The Eitzah is either you'll have four people do Bedikas chametz at one time, or you put up a shomer. In other words, in the house itself, there's an Eitzah. So the same way on Daf Yud, we don't say Ein L'dov Asayf. Why don't we say Ein L'dov Asayf? Could you say that I'll find an Eitzah? I'll find an Eitzah. What's the Eitzah? Bitzina. Take the chametz you have left over. You know, you have tangible chametz. You leave it over, and you put it into tzina. So, by the way, in the Reish also you have an Eitzah. You know, you don't have to expand it to bayis lebayisach, chotzer lechotzer, and ear to ear. You have an Eitzah. A guy do bedikas chametz in the dining room. Put a shomer in the dining room. Make sure there's no chulda there, and move on to the kitchen. Or have one son do the dining room, one son do the kitchen. Simultaneously, and you're done. That means in house, in the bayis lebayis, in zavus lezavus, have an Eitzah. So the Gemara is not asking, interesting Gemara, the Gemara doesn't say, what is the Pshad in the Yudam Aveis? What do you have to do, Yan Lichan of Asinah? That's not what the Gemara asks. What the Gemara asks is that the Gemara asks something else. The Gemara asks that, B'seirich Mashtei, there's an Eitzah, Yan Lichan of Asinah. So why do the same Eitzah by us? That's really the Chayra, the power of the Stira. That if you don't say, Ein L'dom HaSeif over there, because you have an Eitzah, at least on the Chumash you have in your house, you're right, you can't protect the whole world, because Ein L'dom HaSeif. But at least the chametz that you have left over from the bedikas chametz, you have an eitzah, and a chametz too. So in the reish also there's an eitzah. There's an eitzah. Put a shomer up, or do it all simultaneously, all in one house. That's the stira of the Gemara. Everything Gemara. So what's the stira? So the stira is that why over here do we say l'dov v'seif, and over here not? That's the stira. Why is it that over there we say a limited chash, at least cover your back, and the chametz that you have over here from one room to another, put it in the closet, and we shouldn't. And the Mishnah on the bed, you say, no, if you're going to worry about these zavis and zavis, then we're going to be Ein L'dov HaSeif. The exterior is a chayra. Why over here do we say Ein L'dov HaSeif and over here not? Everything Gemara. That means the etzim din that the Mishnah Daf Yud says, we have a chash from room to room when you leave over chametz for breakfast and erev yontif, and we're not chayshish it, that the Mishnah Gemara understands. But the Gemara says, why don't you say the same thing by us? El by Ein L'dov HaSeif, say Ein L'dov HaSeif over there. Everything Gemara Amar Abaye L'kash, Hova Avos, Hova Shleish Asam. Shleish Asam, Shkech Rifta, V'kul Abate, Vam Mitzni. Hova Avos, Shkech Rifta, V'kul Abate, Vam Mitzni. Says Tosis over here, Shleish Asam, Lame Shari. Here is Palm Him. In fact, the Gemara, excuse me, Ar Rova, Chichol, Nevi Vihi. The Yadid, the Idna, Abreis of Al-Afi, Ad, the Ruta, the Chol, the Nolz, that they're going to leave over, or not. So On the 13th, they're not Mishara. They says Abaya that they met matzah. They don't hide it. They don't put it away. They eat it. Finished. They know they'll have bread later on. The Chiddush Rambam that you see says even further. He says the Sfek Sveiko. It's the Vayit Chashash on the 13th, which means 13th by night, by the way. When you're doing B'tikas Chometz, there's still a lot of Chometz around. So the Chuldas, they're not, according to Abaya, they're not going to keep the Chometz around because it's a Vayit Chashash. It's a Vayit, 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 Vayit Chashash. Vayit Chashash, we're not Chashash. Atkan, the answer on the Stira. So the Mishnah on that test is talking about the 13th, and over there it's a far shot. Because the Chil between the end of the Mishnah, it's about the 14th, and it's a higher Chashash. So why is Kamuri the Gakasha? Why is two Muri the Gakashas? Mabel Alarayan Mamish. And because of these two Kashas, I want to tell you over a magnificent Shtikotar that Basha said to explain this Gemara from Aleph to Tov differently. Shut like this. I'm a Muri the Gakasha. Gemara is a Stira. At first glance, the Stira was that. We have two different types of chashas. We have a chash in general that when a guy did bedik in room 1, maybe the whole took it from room 2. And that we say, no, ain't the dava saif. And we have a chash in dafyud when the guy did bedik as chametz and he has chametz and he puts it in a corner, we're worried that the whole is going to take it. So the steer was, why is he over here in the dava saif? Why here not? Says Abaya, the first mission is talking about the 13th on Yud Gimel. And Yud Gimel, it's a far shot that the whole does. So two chashas. Chash number one is, so what are you telling me? That the reason why in daftes we're not chashas is because it's a far shot. The Chulda knows, there's bread around, let me share about it. And the Mishnah says not, the Mishnah says ain't the Rosef. But that's a Pella, it's against the Mishnah. How could a buyer come along and say that the Pshat in the Mishnah is because of Le Mishaira, because it's the 13th, and Chulda Nevi'ahu, they know what's going on, and they know there's a lot of bread around. So psychologically, all that's true. In fact, Chakash, I don't understand. The mission has a different reason. The mission says, "End of the Messiah." Adava Pella Otsum Veneva. How can Abaya go up against the Mishnah? Abaya says, "The 13th, we're not worried because the Sfek Sveiko says it's Lishurah. Because it's a far shot." What do you mean? The hold is no. I mean, the mission says different. The mission says, "End of the Messiah." Adava Pella looks like a printing mistake. The second kasha is, we're going to start with the second kasha first, is that, with all due respect to Abaya, but the mission says, "End of the Messiah," right? That if you can be chashish from one room to another, be chashish from ear to ear. And we say Ein Adav Asayf, either Yechoshe or not Yechoshe. So in the Mishnah Daf Yud, you should say Ein Adav Asayf. Now there's two types of kashas. One type of kashas is, what in the world is Abaya's Teretz? Hello, what do you mean he's not Chashas? The Mishnah says there's a different reason. The Mishnah says because Ein Adav Asayf. And the second question is, but the Mishnah says Ein Adav Asayf. So then why Daf Yud isn't there Ein Adav Asayf? But those are the two kushyas, atzumas. I mean, the kasha number two is you didn't answer the steer of the Gemara. Kasha was you didn't answer the steer. The steer was that on the Mishnah Daf Tes, we say we're not Choshes from here to here because Ein Adav Asayf, because you can end up being Choshes from city to city. And Daf Yud, we don't say that. And that he never answered. That Abaye never answered. I'm saying a double Kasha. One Kasha is that Abaye is against the Mishnah. Abaye says the reason is because you give more not Choshes. That's against the Mishnah. Mishnah says because of Ein Adav Asayf. The second Akuda is that what happened to Ein Adav Asayf? Where did Ein Adav Asayf go? Those are the two Kashas on this Gemara. It's going to begin a long journey here. I'm going to start with kasha number two. Let's start with kasha number two. What's kasha number two? Kasha number two is that forget about Abaya, forget about your gimbal, forget about the holders. They know, they predict the stock markets, they know there's going to be bread, there won't be bread. Forget about that. What happened to Ein Adav Asayf? Why is it that on Daf Tesem and Aleph, we say if you can be chashish from room to room, then Ein Adav Asayf is no end. What do you mean? Is an Eitzah? There's an Eitzah? You know what the Eitzah is? Put up a Shomer and you'll make sure that one room to another wasn't room. There is no, because if you're chashish for this, you're chashish for everything. So say exactly enough here. If you can be chashish for the Cholder, so be chashish for everything. Your Cholders will come from other houses. Word for word, the same thing. What's going on here? So once before Abashu, he said a very, very tifazach, which opens up the whole circuit. He said the Etzem, and then I'll answer everything slowly. There's a lot to talk about here. Answer all the kashas. I want to talk about the second kasha. What happened to Ein Adav Asayf in the Mishnah Daf? Said Rav Asher, there are be'etzem two different topics. Mishnah Daf Tes, Mishnah Daf Yud are two different topics. I'm going to say it all the way I understand it. It's a Mori to Gazach. What's the topic on Daf Tes? Daf Tes is the guy's a dining room. And the dining room was a Makom Shemachnis and Bachometz. Okay? And I have a chash that I did a bedikah on the dining room, but I have a chash that since this hold is around, the dining room remained among Mishmachis and Muhammad, because there's a phenomenon in the world called Choldes, and Choldes transport Chometz from Malkum to Malkum. So the dining room remained, or is, like I said, whatever nusach I want, the dining room remained the Malkum Mishmachis and Muhammad, or it is a Malkum Mishmachis and Muhammad, but the topic is the dining room. I did a bedikah, and you want to say, I bought it from bedikah. The answer is, there's a chash, it's a Malkum Mishmachis and Muhammad. It's still called bedikah Chometz. Why? Because maybe a Cholde brought in Chometz. So what's my topic? My topic is the Malkum. Is this Malkum or Malkum Mishmachis and Muhammad? That's topic number one. Topic number two, in the Mishnah later on, is a different topic completely. It's not about a makom, it's about the chametz. I'll explain. I have a house, and in my house, I have chametz. I have a bagel waiting for breakfast tomorrow morning. And I want to know, is the cholde going to take the bagel or not? Did the cholde take the bagel? Is the cholde going to take the bagel? Okay? So, my chash is not on a makom of, is this a place the chametz came into? My chash is, I have chametz in the house, I want to know, did chametz travel or not? Let's say the chametz would have wheels. Okay? And the chametz would move from place to place. So I have a chash, correct? What would be my chash? What would be my leidas chash? I have a piece of chametz. I have a vada piece of chametz in the dining room. Why? Because I did bedikah of chametz in the whole house, and now I have left over a bagel for tomorrow's morning breakfast. And I want to put it somewhere. Says the Mishnah, put a bit sinner. Why not? If I don't put a bit sinner, what's going to happen? Maybe a cholder will take it and he be shy. So what's the shiloh? The shiloh is on the specific bagel. Did the bagel travel? Have bagel will travel? Did I travel or not? Did I travel? Did the bagel travel? Set of Asher. Those are the two topics. One topic is the makom or makom mishmachis mochametz. Slowly, everything slowly. And the second topic is that when I have a tangible chash in front of me, I have a piece of chametz in my house. I want to know, did the piece of chametz move? Is my suffix on the chametz? Did the chametz go from place to place or did it go from place to place? Slowly. Said Rav Asher, first of all, that and the davar seif only applies to topic one, it doesn't apply to topic two. But Asbir's Dvarai, I'm going to say it in two ways. Way number one is very, very balbatish. Way number one is like this. In case number two, I have a suffix on a specific bagel. Did this bagel go somewhere? That's my suffix. So I'm going to say the same thing in two different scores. One's Balbatish, one's Londish. I have a suffix on a bagel. Did the bagel travel? Did the bagel move? So what do you tell me? Ain't the Dover Seif. What's the Dover Seif? There's a Dover Seif. The chash is because of this bagel, correct? So there's a Dover Seif. Put the bagel in a locket in a closet and there'll be a Dover Seif. What do you mean the Dover Seif? My whole Leidas HaSofik, my chash is that this thing is this bagel traveled. So my suffix is on the bagel. Did the bagel move or did it move? Did the piece of chametz move or did it move? So first of all, Basha said, what are you going to tell me? Ain't no double safe. What's ain't no double safe? How can you have ain't no double safe on a specific bagel? The chash is, did this bagel move or not? So we say, put it in a closet. That's Aleph. What do you think? Ain't no double safe? What do you say? Ain't no double safe? How can it be ain't no double safe on a bagel? This bagel I can take care of. What do you tell me? If I'm worried that this bagel moved, all the bagels have moved. My chash is on the bagel. The drawer is on the bagel. The thing which is triggering is this bagel. So on this bagel, you can say in the double safe. Yes, the double safe. On this bagel, the leitas hasafik, the sibas hasafik is this bagel. On this bagel, is yes, the double safe. You put the bagel in a closet. Why is Mishnah Daftas different? Slowly. Why is Mishnah Daftas different? Hold on, we forget it. I watched it another far, tifer far even. The reason why there's no end of Dover Seif on the view, besides the fact that Balbatish technically Yeshla Dover Seif, he said even something more than that. It's very possible that the Klal of end of Dover Seif only helps when you don't have a real chash in front of you. What's pshat? And Daftes, you did a bedika. Now you have a maybe. Remember we said, maybe there's a hold out there. Maybe the comments. Maybe. I'm saying, end of Dover Seif, maybe. End of Dover Seif. Over here, it's not a maybe. There's a piece of comments in the house. The latest asafik is that there's chametz in the house. There's a seam over here to worry that the chametz moved. You can't use ein l'davar seif for that. I'm saying two different svaras. One svara is a balbatish svara that when the seam of the suffix is a specific piece of chametz, so it's not ein l'davar seif. Yesh l'davar seif on this specific piece of chametz. What are you telling me? If you can be choshish on this specific chametz, you should be choshish that all cholders in the world are going to move out all the other bagels. But the other bagel is not the seam of the suffix. The seam of the suffix is this piece of bagel I have in my house. I have chametz in my house. Vaday. What do you tell me? Ain't the Dover Seif? Yes, the Dover Seif. This particular piece of chametz, put it in a closet and lock it. That's Nifloid. Nechetzer the Mishnah, I don't have something on a specific piece of chametz. Nechetzer the Mishnah, I don't have something on a specific piece of chametz. I have something on the place. Is this place a place the chametz came into? My suffix on the place. Is this place a place that a chuldo brought in chametz to? Where did he bring it from? I don't know. Inside the house, outside the house. You see, the suffix on the place. If I'm chashish that chuldos bring chametz, where do they bring chametz from? They can be chametz from all over. They can be chametz from the next room. They can be chametz from the next house. They can be chametz from the next city. My suffix is this a place that chuldos bringing in chametz into this place? So it's Eilat Avosayif. Where could a chuldo bring a chametz from? But the chuldo neviyah, chuldo knows where it's coming from. He'll bring a sefer from Bnei Brak. He'll bring the chuldo, bring the chametz. So travel all the way. So when the suffix is on the makom, is this a place that chametz came into? Where did it come to? I don't know. If chayshes that it came from the next room, chayshes that it came from the next city. Because the siba of the suffix is this place a place that's chametz free, or am I chayshes for chuldos bringing in chametz to this house? My chash is not about a specific piece of chametz that's in my house. My chash is this a place that a chuldo could still bring a chametz into? Says the Gemara, you chayshes that a chuldo could bring a chametz into, and the Rav. There's no limit of where the chuldo can bring the chametz from. Mashenke, in the case of the Mishnah Daf Yud, the suffix is not, is this a place that chuldo is bringing chametz into? The suffix is, did this piece of chametz move? So that we say, yeshul davasai, put it in the closet. That's one nusach. And the other nusach I'm saying for Rav Asher is that eilat davasai won't help in Daf Yud. Eilat davasai helps when you have a vague chash. I have a dining room and I want to know. So I say, listen, maybe the chuldo is worth it. So I say, eilat davasai, masepes yichoshi such a vague chash. In the case of Daf Yud, I have a tangible chash in front of me. I have a piece of chametz. When I have a piece of chametz in front of me, so that's a tangible chash, and mimelo, that's it. That's therefore, that's Aleph. So Bechlal, slowly, the Gemara's Kasha of Ein L'Dover Seif, there was no steer from Ein L'Dover Seif. That wasn't the steer. Now we get to the big grade. There was no steer of Ein L'Dover Seif. There was no steer of Ein L'Dover Seif. That means you'll ask me that in Daf Yud, by the story of the chametz that's left over the biggest chametz, we say your chayshish and we don't say eladav asayif. Why? That says what else do we say eladav asayif? The answer is, like I just explained, depends what the chash is. If the chash is on the makim, we say eladav asayif. When the chash is on the chametz, then we say yesh eladav asayif. That's first of all why that wasn't the Gemara's kasha. So now we're in hot water then. So what is the Gemara's stira then? So what's the stira? I mean, really, I'm asking a shakim mamonashach. What was the steer? If the steer was that over here we should say Eladav Asayif like we say over here, Abai never answered it. So what did Abai answer? You begin with your dalet, the mice know, the mice don't know. He never answered the steer. I'm asking him on a shach. If the steer was that why in the field don't we say Eladav Asayif, Abai never answered it. What Abai says, Jud Gimel. So what? What happened to Eladav Asayif? Elamai, I just finished saying a tifa for it, and Daf Yudam and Beis, and the story of the breakfast. There's no Eladav Asayif because the other chash is Neilad from a specific piece of chametz. So now what was the stira? So what did he ask? If the stira was that why over here we say in the Dover Seif on this shash and why in this shash we don't say, Abai never answered it. What did he say? Yud Gimel, who cares? What happened to in the Dover Seif? Elamai Teretz, they just answered the kasha. There is no stira. Because I could say in the Dover Seif in the Mishnah Daf Tes, which is a general shash on the Makrim, do chuldos bring chametz into this place? And then on Daf Yudam Beis, I have a separate shash as I stated. Evazei, what is the steer? So what's the steer? Said Rav Asher like this. We just finished saying, go to part two and then we'll go to part three. We just finished saying that the p'tur, we'll call it, of Eilat Davar Seif only applies on the Tes Amud Aleph, where there's no specific piece of chametz. Where there the shaila is this place still retains its name as a Makom Shel Achizas B'Chametz because the Chuldo could bring it. We say, listen, if you want this place to be called a Makom Shel Achizas B'Chametz because of a chash that the Chuldo could bring it, Eilat Davar Seif. But on the Yud, there's a completely different story. We're talking about a specific piece of chametz that's in the house. And I want to know, did this piece of chametz walk or not? Okay, so what's the steer? Said Rav Asher, a rizik yechidish. Said Rav Asher, what the Gemara meant to ask was, avad the Gemara understood that here is Eilat Davar Seif and here is Eilat Davar Seif. And the reason is because over here it's a chash on the makom. Is it a makom shel machnis b'chametz? And that reason the Rav. Here the chash is triggered by a specific piece of chametz. The Gemara's kasha was a merit to gazach that every Gemara in the Tesla Med Aleph, every case of Tesla Med Aleph has both chiyuvim. It has a chiyuv of tes and has a chiyuv of yud. Ma'azbir is dvarai what I mean. It means, A, there are two chiyuv. There's a chiyuv of the place, and then there's a chiyuv of the chibis of chomets that's here in front of me. On the chiyuv number one, there's ein adav asayf, kimidur. On chiyuv number two, there's no ein adav asayf. First of all, it's not ein adav asayf, there is a soif. And second of all, it's not going to help anyway. I'm going to invite them. Seder basher, so what was the stira then? Here's ein adav asayf, here's adav asayf. I'm going out to part two. Seder basher. Because in every case on Daftes, the story on Daftes wears two hats. It has Chiyuv number one and Chiyuv number two. Why is that Chiyuv number one and Chiyuv number two? Adi Azbiros Dvar, I'll explain. Chiyuv number one is that I have a dining room, and I want to know, is the dining room chametz free? So I say, could cholders bring chametz into this place? Is this place a place that cholders are going to bring chametz into the place? I don't know of any chametz. I want to know. But cholders is a cholders. So you end up aside. You're worried that this place is going to be a makom shemachiz b'chametz because a cholder can come? And the davar sof. Slowly. So what's the kasha now? Seder basher, but there's another kasha on daftes. On daftes of an aleph, you also have chiyuv number two of a specific piece of chametz. Now here things get tricky. Why in the Testament of Aleph do we have Chiyuv number two of tricky chametz, of avadei chametz? So what happened? You checked the dining room. The kitchen you didn't check yet. So what's the kitchen? A makom shemachizim b'chametz. The Gemara held that a makom shemachizim b'chametz is like you have avadei chametz for breakfast in the house. I repeat. The Mishnah that Test said, do I have to worry that my dining room is a place of makom shemachizim b'chametz because cholders bring in? No. And what I call a general shash on the makom, we answer, and the door is like, now the Gemara has the new kasha. But Daftes has a different scenario. Daftes also has the chiyuv, not just machmas, the makom, is the makom a place that a cholder penetrates to. But Daftes also has a problem of that there is chametz in the house. Yes, where's the chametz in the house? You don't know there's chametz in the house. The story of Daf Yud, you know there's chametz in the house because the guy left over for breakfast. Said Rav Asher, no, but that's cool. You know this chametz in the house. Although you didn't do bedik in the kitchen yet, right? So right now the kitchen is a makom shemachizim b'chametz. That's cool. You can take on this chametz in the house. Makom shemachizim b'chametz. You can take on this chametz in the house. Mele, what the Gemara's kasha was like this: Klapi the chashash on the makom is the dining room makom shemachizim b'chametz because cholders bring in chametz to the dining room. That we say on the davar. So if you're worried that cholders bring in, they can bring in from all over the world. So if you want to know whether the makom is a place that's still a makom shemachizim b'chametz because cholders could bring in chametz, cholders could bring chametz from anywhere in the davar sof. Fregedi Gemara, there's another reason on daftes you have to go do it. Because there's vadei chametz in your house, in the kitchen. And on that we just finished saying that when I have a specific chash about a specific piece of chametz, we said we don't say in the davar sof. We said, first of all, there is no in the davar sof because there is a sof. And saints, we say, ein adav asayf is not going to help. Because when you have a tangible chash in front of you, we don't say, ein adav asayf. It doesn't help, ein adav asayf. So the Gemara's stira from Daf Tes, from Daf Yud, was not why we here to say, ein adav asayf, why are we here to say, ein adav asayf. That was the Gemara's stira was not why we here to say, yesh adav asayf, ein adav asayf. If that was the kasha, the Gemara never answered it. That's the big riddle of this Gemara. The big riddle of this Gemara is that if the steer was here, it's Yeshua Davasayf, here it's Elo Davasayf. So we never answered the kasha. We never answered the kasha. The answer is that wasn't the steer. Kimidubur, because the Elo Davasayf only patterns you when I'm not damning up a chash of a specific piece of chametz. I still have a chash in the world. I'm a chash. Is this place? I'm not going to because Cholders can take in. Cholders can bring in, really? So it's Ve'ele Eir, Ve'chatzol Lechatzor, Ve'makum Lomakum, Elo Davasayf. But if I have a chash on a specific piece, you can't say, oh, double sorry, my chash is on the piece. Frankly, Gemara, I understand why in chash type 2 there's no ele double soif. But in the story of number 1, I also have chash number 2. Because the Bakr Shemachizim Chametz says, you can take on that in the kitchen right now, there's chametz. So my suffix, and so the kasha of the Gemara wasn't that let the dining room be a makom shemachnizim b'chametz because the cholder could bring back chametz. The kasha was on the Aftesim and Aleph, you have chametz in the kitchen. And when you have chametz in the kitchen, the Mishnah says in the Yud, you have to be choshesh, you have to see Adam. What's the site of the Mishnah?
What's the site
of the Mishnah? You put up a shaker.
I put a shaker up in the dining room also.
Okay. can't hear you. So I'll have to put up a shah. I have to do whatever I need to do to take care of the chash. If I take on that I have chametz, I take on that I'm makom shebachiz of chametz all year. There's a bagel there. So then you'll have to do whatever is necessary to make sure that it won't go from place to place. I can't hear you. We are relaxed. I'm ill. On Sundays I always come prepared. No, I'm a whole Friday shabbat. Yeah. As a gift, I'll answer everything in a second. So he said like this: if the kasha was like the pasuk shalat gemara, I'm completely changing the pasuk shalat gemara. Pasuk shalat gemara is why do we hear these hailed over slave? Why do we hear these say yes though? The answer is that can't be the kasha because Rabbi didn't answer anything. Sniffle mark. What did Rabbi answer? I'll get to your question in a minute. What did Rabbi? What was the kasha? The kasha was we know why there's no hailed over slave, hailed over slave. We know God's fine. What's the reason for that? The reason for that is because here the chash is on the makom. And here the chash is on this particular piece of bread, on one particular piece of bread. You can't go tell me. So that wasn't the stira. So what was the stira? The stira was that on daf tes I should have daf yud. And the cheshbon goes like this: if you want to go be mechayev me to go do the bedikah again on the dining room because of a chash that holders come into the dining room, not because of a specific piece of chametz, but some. If I just said not because of a specific piece of chametz that's in the house. But the house is not chometz free because chol is bringing chometz every place. Fregdi gemara, but on daf yud this barer that there's a certain type of shash that doesn't have the p'tor of ein l'davar seif. What is that type of shash when I have a specific piece of chometz in a house? And that I have enough tests also because a makom shemachnisim by chometz is equivalent to knowing that you have chometz in the kitchen. That's what a makom shemachnisim is. A place you use the whole year, so you can nem on that there's chometz there. So now in nachanami, if your shash is did the dining room blibe a makom shemachnis because I did on the dining room, and I want to know my choshes for cholders bringing in chametz and the davar seif. In fact, I want a new kasha, but I learned from the mission of Yud that there's a different type of chash. There's a chash on the chametz itself when I know there's chametz there, and if that doesn't help me with the davar seif because it's limited to this particular piece of chametz that creates a sofik. So, in fact, the gemara that first of an aleph. What do you mean, choshesh? You're not choshesh mitzad the makom of the dining room as a place that cholders penetrate into, because I know davar seif. You worry that cholders bring chametz from somewhere. But if I know that there's chametz in the kitchen, we have daf yud that says that, we don't say davar seif. Slowly. What did Rabbi answer? Rabbi answered, it's about Yud Gimel. And Yud Gimel, you don't have to be choshesh. So now we go back to the main kash of the sugya. It's Yud Gimel. You don't have to be chayshish. Mishnah says a different reason. Mishnah says ain't the davar seif. Now we go back to the main kasha, the catastrophic kasha. What if I answer? No, we're not chayshish in the Mishnah. Why not? Because it's just gimel and the folder knows and this and that. So it's a svek sveka. It's a vaitach shas. It's a far shot. So why is Mishnah saying come on to the davar seif? Kushatzuma. It looks like a pretty mistake. What's the Rabbi saying? That it's a 13th. But Mishnah says different. Mishnah is going to the davar seif. What's going on over here? So Rabbi should know. It's two different topics. It's two agendas. The Mishnah said one thing, Abaye said something else, but like Korvul Zelza. What did Abaye say? Gemara's Achshash, there's chametz in the kitchen. There's chametz in the kitchen. How do you know? Because you use the kitchen. Oh yeah, there's chametz there. What happened to that piece of chametz that's in the kitchen because you made brownies a month ago? What about that? You can't say hello, Dovah Seif. What did Abaye answer? Abaye answered. It's Yud Gimel. It's a far shot. He's trying to call it a sex fake. Tefashat! Yeah, I said, okay. So he has a kasha, okay. So why is Mishnah saying the davar seif? He begins the cheshbon. So why is Mishnah saying the davar seif? Tell me, it's a far shot. It's the 13th, it's Yud Gimel. It's a sex faker. And again, the kshal by Yisrael. The inch is niflamoid. But there's another chash. What's the other chash? It's a makom shemachnisim v'chametz. This is a place that chametz comes into. Because cholders are rolling around. And the makom mitzad atzmoy is still a makom shemachnisim way chametz under the general takana of Orav Abba Asa Baitkin is chametz makom shemachnisim chametz. And this is not going to help. And this is not going to help Abaye is teretz. Why not? What if I answer the far shot? Came along to Makor Chaim and taught us that in places which have a name of makom shemachnisim chametz, in places which go under the umbrella, under the headline of the fundamental chibadikas chametz, far shots don't help me. Because every bedikas chametz is a far shot. Every case of bedikas chametz, I mean, when the waiter goes down to the master, when the waiter goes down to the wine cellar, That's a far shot. Maybe he ate the maybe, he didn't, maybe he had chametz, maybe he walked down with a chametz, maybe. That's as much as a far shot as the chuldah schlepping. The answer is, call makom shemachnisu b'chametz, or la b'alsa, b'ayit k'nes ha'chametz, or an echo makom shemachnisu b'chametz, and a place where it's makom shemachnisu b'chametz, you have to have. So what do you tell me? It's a far shot, abaya, slowly. Far shots don't interest me. That's the Yisrael Yisrael from the Makor HaChaim, that b'dikas chametz, is a makom shemachnisu b'chametz, covers all possibilities, even if it's a 5%, a shot in the dark. So what did Abaya come to answer? I was going to say, new stira. Don't be mechayev mitzvah makom shemachnisu b'chametz. And that attack Abaya said it won't help. But there's another chiyuv over here. There's a piece of bread here in the house. There's a piece of bread here. Let's go track this piece of bread. Where did the piece of bread go? It says in the Yud that when you have a chashash on a specific piece of bread, it doesn't know me in the dog. Sorry. Said Abaya, it's the 13th. It's a far shot. Ah, it's a far shot? I'm not chashish for it. But you can tell me, since when are we not chashish for far shots? It depends. If my chashash is that it's a makrem shemachnisim boy chomet, far shots don't interest me. You know what does interest me, by the way? And the Davosov. And the Davosov says that it's not a makrem shemachnisim boy chomet. Because if you're going to be chashish, that chuldah turn a place into makrem shemachnisim boy chomet, and the Davosov. So there's two different agendas. Watch. There's one agenda. Does the chash of chulda turn a place into makom shemachnisu b'chametz? I'll be marker now on the world. Now that I said that, I laid out the posh of shah. You see? Yeah. Chash number one is the chash of chulda. It means like this. I want to explain at length now what I said. I have a house. I use it a whole year. So if you ask me what's called a makom shemachnisu b'chametz, a place that a person uses. What about a place where I don't use it a whole year, or ultimately I did a b'dikas chametz? But chuld is coming with chametz. Is the chash of chuld is coming in enough to make it into a makom shemachnisu b'chametz? I'm worried to kashayla. Chazal were mesakmin you have to do b'dikas chametz on a makom that's machir b'chametz. By the way, I want to stress something so critical. A makom shemachnisu b'chametz doesn't mean I know this chametz. It's a place that machnisu b'chametz. Place the chametz comes in. So I did a b'dika. So I cleaned out the chametz. So we say, clean out the chametz. Yeah, it's a makom shemachnisu b'chametz. It's fine to makom. Give you an example. Let's say a guy did a bedika, and then he brought chametz back in again. Says bedika has meaning? No, because it's a makom shemachnisu b'chametz. So the topic of the Mishnah that test was the possibility that a chulda could bring in chametz. Is that called makom shemachnisu b'chametz or not? Very, very general shaila. That the Mishnah says, no, ain't l'dov asoif. What's the beauty? What's ain't l'dov asoif says? You're going to be chayshish that the coming in of a chulda into the house could make it into a makom. It means not just human usage, any mighty usages. Maybe this chametz still around. Really? Ain't the davar soif. That's the tifka now. But on the tzad that it would be chayshish, on the tzad that would define a makom shemachnisu b'chametz, so you can't come along and taina yud gimel. Couldn't tell me yud gimel. Af a zoyvayt that chuld is penetrating with chametz. Af a zoyvayt, I'm going to use a sharper term. A guy uses his house all year. So do the chuldas. The chuldas use your house for storage. Af a zoyvayt that the usage of chuldas turn your house into a makom shemachnisim b'chametz. What's going to help me to the gimel? A far shot. All makom shemachnisim is a far shot. A far shot on top of a far shot. So af a zoyvayt that I want to use the chuldas as a siba. That this makom is a place machnisim boy chametz. You hear what I say? Who's machnis chametz? Not you. Grab the local holders. Zakti Bar, that's the definition of a makom shemachnisim boy chametz. And the davar soif. And the davar soif. And the davar soif. That's my yiddik. What do you tell me? It's the 13th. What 13th gonna happen? If not for the end of davar soif, then the pshat is that the usages of a hold on such a place. The usage of a chulda makes it a makom shemachnisu b'chametz. That's chulda. Who told makom shemachnisu? It has to be a human being that he walked in and had babka over there. Makom shemachnisu b'chametz is any place that chametz can go to come from the chuldas. When you tell me, oh, you'd give him a far shot. The Gatzam Eis is a far shot. What does the Gemara answer? No, in the Dama Seif. You want to go tell me that chuldas have the ability to, that's also called makom shemachnisu b'chametz, and that also goes under the umbrella and the headline of Chiyah B'dikas Chametz. Can't say in the Dama Seif. So on agenda number one, and the davar soif works, Abaya's teretz doesn't. Fregidi Gomara, but we have a different agenda. We have a different agenda. There's a mission of you that says, this is our end of Oversoif. We don't say end of Oversoif. Why not over there, by the way? Why would they, don't we say end of Oversoif? So, one second. So the mission of test doesn't have Yud Gimel, doesn't have the Teres of Havaya. It has the Teres of end of Oversoif. So why end of, Yoram Veiz, don't you say end of Oversoif? So I explained. Over there you can't say end of Oversoif because the Chash is not a specific Nakuda. It's not a Shiloh. Is this called a Makkum Shemachnis Mechametz? Is usage of a Chol to turn it into a place? Same way I use a house the whole year, the Chol is used it all year. And that was the end of Oversoif. But that wasn't the Shiloh on that feud. Shiloh on the feud wasn't, is the house a Makkum Shemachnis Mechametz Machmas Cholders? The Shiloh is, what happened to that piece of bread? And that you can't answer end of Oversoif. What you could answer is, you don't have to worry about that piece of bread. Why not? Because that piece of bread is not the general takana b'dikas chametz. When do I say we care about far shots? When I'm handling, are you a makkum shemachnisa b'chametz? You're a makkum shemachnisa b'chametz? Far shots don't interest me. You're a makkum shemachnisa b'chametz? But the minute I tell you that that's not the issue, and if you, the issue wasn't a makkum shemachnisa b'chametz, the issue was something much higher. It was a specific piece of chametz. I want to know, where is that piece? So what are you going to tell me? El Adav HaSoif? We already spoke out two scores. You can't say El Adav HaSoif on a specific piece. Hey, it's Yesh El Adav HaSoif. And Tzvein's is a clear chashash. You know what the answer is? We're not chashash. You'll tell me, what do you mean? Now I get to the punchline. You'll tell me, what do you mean? You told me that even if it's a Vaitach chashash, we're chashash. When am I chashash for Vaitach chashash in B'dikas Chometz? I'm chashash for Vaitach chashash in B'dikas Chometz. You know when I'm chashash for Vaitach chashash in B'dikas Chometz? I'm chashash for Vaitach chashash in B'dikas Chometz when I'm handling the topic of Makkoim Shemachmizim B'chometz. Are you a Zal place or not? I say if there's a 1% chance you're a Zal place, you have. So you can't tell me Yud Gimel, and you can't tell me Far Harshats, and you can't tell me Sex Fakers. You can tell me Yud Gimel, say it. But on the Yudam Beis, where I'm handling not the general takana b'dikas chametz. The house is checked. Eil Adav HaSoif says you're okay. You're good to go. Say tifer. Eil Adav HaSoif says I don't reckon zich with cholders coming in. Cholders are not called usage. Cholders are not called machrisins. What's my problem? Have a specific piece of chametz. Where is this chametz? So my chash is not stemming from the general takana b'dikas chametz. It's stemming from this piece of chametz. I said, listen. The chances that the piece of chametz came in is a far shot. It's Yud Gimel. The cholders eat everything up. Why should you be chashish? Frecht, so what's the steal of the Gemara? The steal of the Gemara was, why on Daf Test don't you have the Chashash of Yud? Mitzad the Chashash of Test of is Cholders coming in that makes you into a Makkum Shemachnis of Mechametz. Mitzad that. We don't have a what it called. Mitzad that. We don't have a Chashash. You know, they can't turn it into a Makkum Shemachnis. If Cholders are going to turn a Makkum into a Makkum Shemachnis of Mechametz because Cholders come in, you know, Frank the Gemara, but on Daf Yud it was this barrier that is a different type of shash on a specific piece of chametz, and on that it doesn't help El Adav HaSoif. Why on Daf Test do you have that shash? You ask me what I mean, but on the test there was no specific piece of chametz. It is, because having the kitchen a makom shemachnisim b'chametz, they didn't do bedika yet. It's cold. You know for sure there's chametz there. So mitzad that piece of chametz you should be choishes. That's not going to help El Adav HaSoif. What are you going to do with that? On that the answer is a bias. You'd gimel. I'm not choishes for the piece of chametz. If you're not choishes on your gimel, so we have to come on to El Adav HaSoif, because El Adav HaSoif is not handling b'chal this piece of chametz. El Adav HaSoif is handling, is this place called a makom shemachnisim b'chametz or not? Now. So we're saying a different shot in the stira. I mean, I'm turning the Gemara inside out. The normal shot in the Gemara was that the stira was a normal shot in the Gemara. The stira was, why over here? He's saying, why are you not? That's the posture of reading Gemara. How do you read the Gemara that for me? On the Testament, I'll be saying, the Gemara, but the Gemara, you're saying, the Gemara. By the way, the same shash. Are you worried about holders or not? It can't be that's the stira. Because I wanted to buy an answer. But I never answered the stira yet. The terrorist, that wasn't the stira. Because we knew why he is the El Adav HaSoif, because it's two different types of topics, two different types of sphinkas. One is suffering on the makom, one is suffering on the piece of chametz. So then what was this Kasher Rabbein Shalom? The terrorist is he learned that the Chiv of Yud applies to Tess also. That's the Ikar Chiddush Rav Asher, by the way. The Ikar Chiddush Rav Asher was that he tainted that about the kitchen is still a makom shemachnisim b'chametz, we treat it like this chametz there. Mela, the Gemara answered Abaya. If you have Abaya, we need El Adav HaSoif, because Abaya doesn't answer the other din. Abaya only answers the chashash on this piece of bread. Now, we already said this whole shtikotai already, right? Hayetzim Midvareinu is, I have a Mefurash Gemara that says, like Mekor Chaim, Big Yedir. Hayetzim Midvareinu, I have a Mefurash Gemara that says, like Mekor Chaim, that sometimes there's a Chiyav on the place. Is this place a Makkum Shemachnis Muhammad's because of Cholders? And I thought we say El Adav HaSoif. But it won't help Yud Gimel. The Iker Uftu, this rate is, the Iker Kasha is. Why is the Teretz of Abaya that is Yud Gimel, not answer the kasha. Why did the Mishnah say, Ein L'dover Asayv? Why don't I repeat the Iker kasha? The Iker kasha is, why did the Mishnah say, Ein L'dover Asayv? Say it's Yud Gimel, and Yud Gimel, it's a far shot. The answer is because the Mishnah in Yod Daftes is handling the shayla of are you a makrish of Mishnah Mechavetz, far shot doesn't help. So the Ikra and the Kud that we're saying out of the Gemara is that when you're handling a makrish of Mechiz Mechavetz, terutzim don't help. It only helps when you're having a local suffix on a specific piece of bread. Where do we have this already? This is the Teretz on the Marsha. It's a carbon copy of the Teretz on the Marsha. It's Mavaldik, it's murder, because tomorrow we're going to see the whole thing collapse completely. It's Mavaldik Azach. What do we see? We had a kasha, the Marshal's kasha. The Gemara asked the kasha that if I see chometz going in, so then what? The Gemara said, we should name Achaltiya. Gemara says, ain't so much in the Vada. So we asked them kasha in the Mishnah. Mishnah says that we're not choshes from one room to another, because maybe what? Because ain't the Dov HaSoif. We're not going to ain't the Dov HaSoif. We'll say it ate it. And over there you don't have the Teretz of ain't so much in the Vada. That was the catastrophic kasha, correct? What do we answer? It's the same answer. That was copying. It's the same pattern of the answer. The answer is that over there in the Mishnah, the topic wasn't about a specific piece of bread. The topic was, are you a Makom Shemach Mizu Mechametz or not? You can't say Ne'er Achaltir. It's a far shot. So the Mishnah was handling, are we Cheshers that Cholders make it into a Makom? I'm using the same wording I said today. The Mishnah is handling, do we say that this place is called a Makom Shemach Mizu Mechametz because Cholders come in? And that the answer is, Ein Adov Asayv. What are you talking about? Need to come on to Ein Adov Asayv. Name Achaltiya. The answer is a far shot. Who cares? Who cares? We chayshes for everything. It's not a vaday. A far shot's also enough. So if there's a possibility, a one in a million possibility that a holder comes in, that's enough to be called a Makom Shemach Mizu Mechametz. The Gemara was talking about a different case where I did a bedika and I saw a specific piece of bread go in. So what's Machshash? Not mitzad the Makom. I want to know where is this piece of bread? Now we say Name Achaltiya. Name Achaltiya takes care of it. It's a carbon copy of what we said. The same way that the Mishnah of Yud, a far shot, patters you. And the Mishnah of Tes, a far shot, doesn't patter you. That's exactly what we entered for the Marsha. Why the name Achaltiya doesn't work in the Mishnah, but it works on the Gemara of Hachazina.